It was many years later, probably just a few years ago, that I can't remember how I heard some. Maybe it was rewatching the film. I'm not certain. But there was a discussion about the making of it, which mentioned that whoever wrote it was writing it for a white main lead, a white man. And anyway, the universe intervened. He knew the eternal one, love, our source knew. We needed to see what Eddie Murphy showed. I mean, he did already, but it's different when it's up on the big screen, ain't it? Reaches all over the world. Makes a difference, for sure. Once we know what Prince endured, being tortured for 35 years, and process the implications of enduring that torture from this EMF weapon, I at least found myself flooded with appreciation for the courage and brilliance it took for him to show us, each one of us, what we must do. He's made our options clear. Choose true power, feed on truth, own no master but love, and soak up that sun, and then share it with your brothers and sisters. Or become fodder for fascists to be used or disposed of as they see fit. Nicola and Prince did not create such abundance because they were under threat of competition or the compulsion of fear. It was because they weren't. They knew the source of their gifts, which was most deaf, not the state. And it was the source to which they gave their allegiance. We must do the same.